I got a question for you. Might sound strange, unless the answer to this is, yeah, I've done it, then you're gonna know how great it is. But have you ever cuddled a cow? Like, really, the cow is just kind of sitting there, and you're at the farm, and you just lean on it. You ever done that? You know the benefits of that?
I can list so many, but I will narrow it down. Because, you know, we could talk about, oh, they don't judge us. Oh, it's unconditional love. We could talk about all that. But I think the biggest reason why cow hug therapy is so beneficial is this.
Actually, gonna make you wait for it. Because first, I want to take you on this tour. A tour of what I'm calling a therapy farm. And this is therapy for the animals, but it's also therapy for us.
Two, three, woo!
Episode 2. Thanks for coming along. This is Do You Work Here? Where I go and learn about jobs. Mike, by the way, but I'm going to stop introducing myself at some point because I'm going to be here for all of these. Today, we're going north of LA. We're going to Santa Clarita to a place called The Gentle Barn. They're in Tennessee, they're in Missouri, and they're, well, you know, they're here.
Ironically, it's our smallest location with the most animals.
That's always kind of how it works. Ellie Lax is the founder. She works here.
At The Gentle Barn, California, we have approximately 135 animals, and that's including, you know, small chickens and turkeys and smaller animals. We are home to horses, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, turkeys, peacocks, llamas, emus, donkeys, and dogs. We take the worst of the worst, we rehabilitate them, resuscitate them, and then they have so much to teach us and so much to offer us.
There's our first part of the therapy, yeah? 24 years they've been doing this. They go in a lot of times when there's hoarding or cruelty or when a situation just kind of gets away from somebody.
Yeah, look, there's a really fine line between rescuer and hoarder, and it's very easy to cross that line. And they had good intentions.
And every animal here has got a different story. Some of them come in older. Some of them come in pretty young. Let's go meet some of them. So who are these guys?
This is our piggy family. Four of our baby pigs. I know they don't look like babies. They're huge. We have the mom, and she has six babies.
You're a good and handsome boy. I love your sideburns.
Kind of had like an Elvis haircut. So how does this usually go? Again, different animals, different situations, but always sort of a quarantine. There's a veterinary checkup first. Medicine, vitamins, good food.
At the same time, we're rehabilitating their hearts. We got to show them that they can trust people. Cows especially, but most farm animals don't trust people when they come in. And so we have volunteers and staff sitting with them, playing soft, gentle music, coming and going, leaving cookies when they leave, and showing them that we're a different kind of human and that life can be good. And little by little by little, their curiosity takes over. They start coming closer, taking cookies out of our hands, letting us pet them. Once they're introduced with the herd, then we need to introduce them to kind of all our visitors. So they might trust us, and now they're introduced to the herd, but now we have to get them comfortable with visitors coming and going. Because at The Gentle Barn, we're open to the public on Sundays. We host private tours, school field trips, birthday parties, and our legendary cow hug therapy sessions.
Again, more on that later.
And that's a much, much longer process.
But it's great when it happens.
There's definitely happy dances involved. Lots of tears shed with joy. It's the moment we live for.
Who else do we have over here?
Well, they call him an emu, but I think he's more like a dinosaur.
I mean, it's the feet, right? He's got dinosaur feet.
He's got dinosaur feet and bright orange eyes. But I wonder if he wants... Do you want to get hosed off? Girl, do you want a bath?
So it turns out he didn't want a bath, but have you ever been close to one of those things? Wild, with the feet and the feathers, and they're huge, and then it's going sideways, looking at you with that orange eye.
Yeah, so Earl was part of an emu farm here in Santa Clarita, and somehow he got out. And it took authorities 3 days to catch him, but they finally did. And then he spent months at the animal shelter, and nobody claimed him or adopted him.
Can you imagine that? You go to the shelter, there's a person-sized bird sitting in there. Around us, there were sheep, there were goats, there was a turkey, there were chickens, there was a peacock.
So that's Tivoli, and Tivoli lived in a neighborhood, nobody really knows where he came from, but he lived in a neighborhood, he was walking on the streets and just living wild. And so the people started setting out food and water for him and like helping him cross the streets, but ultimately they were concerned that he wouldn't fare well, and so they asked us to take him.
When the school groups come in on the open days, when people come in to visit, what is your hope for them?
You know, I think as a society, we are cut off from nature and animals. We are living a very fast-paced, high-tech, very distracted life where we're in our phones or we're in the TV or the computer, we've lost connection. So my goal in hosting field trips and private tours and even open to the public Sundays is bringing these people out, getting them to shut off their phones and put them in their back pocket, or better yet, leave them in the car, getting them to interact with animals and laugh and interact with each other, at the end of the day, realizing we're all the same.
At the risk of ruining the moment, this is the horse actually trying to eat the microphone. Not a carrot, man. I'm sorry. Now, we pay off on the tease from the beginning of the episode. As promised, cow hug therapy. They're known for this. In fact, when I drove up, I saw somebody out there and I was like, is that guy taking a nap on a cow? That's kind of what this is. Cow is there. There were three or four of them just hanging out, chewing on something usually, or they're just chilling, or maybe they're asleep, and you snuggle right up. Put all your weight on the cow. It can take it and kind of use the cow as a pillow.
When we're infants and we're held on our caregiver's chest, we can hear their heartbeat, we rise and fall with their breathing, and we feel small, humble, and vulnerable against a giant protective frame. And once we grow, there's nothing that simulates that except for cow hug therapy. Small, humble, and vulnerable, and that's where healing starts.
I'll be the first to tell you I love cows, but also was a little bit skeptical of this one. But man, was that relaxing. Like, put me under a shade tree with my buddy the cow. I could spend an afternoon there, for sure. If you get the chance to go, I recommend this. Also, what you just heard was a lot of chewing noise, and some of you are probably going, where's the mooing? Yeah, these were quiet. She tells me the occasional moo, or like grunt, you know, when you get up from the couch. That happens, but happy cows are pretty quiet. They don't talk too much. And these are happy cows. She's got a great job. One of those fulfilling ones, you know? Help her out if you can.
So check out gentlebarn.org. Find a gentle barn near you and visit. You can also find The Gentle Barn on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Donate to help us rescue even more lives and open more hearts.
And for the food budget, too.
Oh, yeah. The food budget is huge. You would not believe how much they eat. Those were good sounds.
Those were good sounds. We'll just keep it easy on the way out, because that's kind of the theme here, right? Ditch the phone, relax with the animals. If you go, if you're around here, go and find the donkey. He'll just follow you around all day. He's so sweet. Hope you like this one. Rate and review if you got a minute. Another one of these next week. We do them Thursdays. Until then, I'll be on the radio. LA's Morning News. KNX News 97.1 FM. See ya.
No yelling at each other.